The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday morning. Is it good for you? It's 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Put on a happy face. You see my T-shirt here. It's the shredded American flag. A lot of us who understand exactly where we're coming from here because of the fact we live in a constitutional republic, yet we hear every single presidential candidate out there use the word democratic or democracy. And it's like, okay, what page are you guys on? Is this really what we want to vote for? Do we vote for the lesser of two evils? I mean, what are we voting for? How about we get the right to vote for free speech by saying no to all of this? Too bad we can't vote for none of the above, right? You remember that movie Brewster's Millions? And he set up, you know, and set up an account and ran an ad for none of the above. That's cool. We'd all like to just start over with a blank slate. That would be nice, wouldn't it? So TGIF, the government is, use your own F-bomb, or thank God it's Friday. You know, it's the end of the work week for some of you. We will be here, by the way, on Monday with News and Open Lines, and we'll have some interesting Memorial Day things to talk about, obviously, because that's when we're celebrating it. I just love the fact that they keep moving the date around. It's the way it is. For those of you who really like Joyce Riley, well, this is the coffee mug right here. It says, knowledge is power. There's the Constitution. There's Joyce. And the Power Hour logo is right there. If you give us a $100 donation or greater, that means you can give us $500 and you get one of these coffee mugs. You give us $100, you get these coffee mugs. We ship them to you free so you can have coffee with Joyce in the mornings. And we're also on Substack, which is one of the reasons why we're going to have some paid content on there with your classic Joyce Riley interviews. Now, you have to understand the reason that we're charging for the content is because it takes us a lot of time to create it. And we have to charge for that, paid subscribers. And, of course, the money earned via the paid content will be helping to pay for broadcasting fees and helping to keep us on the air because there are broadcasting fees involved. Like I said before, it takes a lot to produce a radio show. For those of you first-time callers and first-time listeners, welcome aboard. We talk about a lot of right-wing... you feel on it. Let's look at it about Christian conservative. Let's just talk about spiritual. Let's not talk religion. We are not into religion. We're into spiritual. Most of us here walk in the faith, okay? And some of us are que sera serars. My mother used to, late mom used to be that way. She just kept every, you know, for 12 years I heard, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to, you know, I'll answer when the Lord calls. I go, Mom, you don't even answer when I call. And of course I get smacked for that. You know, a 95-year-old mom, you know, does that sort of thing because I make light of it. Yeah, that's the way it is when you get up to be that age. You just, life doesn't matter. And it's like, I don't have anybody. I don't have any friends. I'm ready to go. Now you're ready to go meet your maker, go be with your husband. You know, I mean, there's just amazing what people think of when it's their last days, isn't it? Ah, well, so, you know, mom died at home. We were there. Anyway, it's one of those things. And it wasn't because of COVID. But many of you have lost a loved one to COVID, and we pray for that. We pray for you that you're going to get delivered from all of this. You can get through the grieving process. We do that on the show, too, and it's spiritual. It's not religious. See, if we didn't have some sort of faith system, belief system going on right now, this T-shirt would be worth nothing to you. That's one of the reasons why we can endure. So your Feel Good Friday pep talk this morning. If you're thinking about ordering from the Power Mall, by the way, for the first time, we're going to give you 10% off your order because that's who we are. You get 10% off your order by using the code FIRST and the number 10 at checkout. F-I-R-S-T, the number 10 at checkout. Now, if you get on the phone and you call us at 877-817-9829 when the Power Mall opens and you don't have internet, you can request a Power Mall catalog. We'll send you one. 877-817-9829. We open in approximately 55 minutes, 8 a.m. Central. You can also get, ending today, 10% off all the North American Urban Spice products going on, and you get 10% off the White Harvest Heirloom Seed Kits and the Willard Water Plant Catalyst, which I'm holding up right here if you're watching us on live stream video. Now, the one thing about the heirloom seeds we have included in the gardening, farming, and homesteading section of our email blast, if you subscribe to it today, tips on how to preserve heirloom seeds. That's there. All right. So you have it. We are always about solutions and information. And of course, you know, we're all about your health, because if you don't have your health, what do you have? That's just it. So that basically, you know, keeps us going. A lot of you are disgruntled because you were talking about elections when we first went on. There's a website called Omega, the number 4, America.com. And the operator of that website, Omega 4, America.com, Jay Valentine, will be joining us at the top of next hour. And we'll be talking about various things having to do with voter confidence. Wow, 80 million of you should be listening to the show. Jay Valentine, by the way, led the team that built the eBay fraud engine and the TSA no-fly list. He currently runs the largest election database in the world with 1.7 billion records. This should be interesting, talking to Jay about why we act the way we do when it comes election time, and why I'm going to ask him specifically why it is that we vote for the lesser of two evils, what choice we have. And we're going to get into that at the top of next hour. At 8:30, by the way, we have Whitley Strieber joining us. He is got a new book out called Them. It's in paperback. And of course, unknowncountry.com is his website. And Them is the first book to ever to examine the intent of the presence known as aliens or visitors. And of course, Have You Been Taken? We'll be talking about that at the bottom of next hour. Whitley Strieber will be joining us then. Let's see. We got to talk about what's really going on in the world here. This is kind of a sad state of affairs when you realize what's going on and where our politicians' hearts and minds really are. Last year, the feds spent $13 billion sponsoring unaccompanied minor children at the border since 2012. And this is according to Adam Andrzejewski at OpenTheBooks.com. Last year, the Fed spent $2.7 billion, roughly $18,000 per unaccompanied child at the border. Let's put this in perspective. The cost of education average in Texas K through 12 schools was $9,800 a student. And they shelled out $18,000 per unaccompanied child. This is our tax dollars we're talking about here. Here's something else that's new, and thank you, Kate O'Keefe, out there for chiming in. We appreciate that. I have still, and this is a thing about these U.S. senators, they must be very busy. I put in 4 calls to Missouri Senator Josh Hawley's office yesterday, got put on terminal hold, put in the queue, sent to voicemail. I'm just like, boy, if this is the way our government runs. The topic of conversation, and I had left a message to whether or not Senator Hawley had accepted one of these cell phones willingly, understanding why he was getting, among the other 49 U.S. senators out there, At least 50 of them have been issued satellite phones to use during emergency situations. According to people familiar with the situation, the phones were distributed as part of a number of new security efforts from the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms and were offered to every senator. It's unclear which senators agreed to take part in the new measure. What do they know that we don't know? Why do they have to have sat phones? They really seriously think that in the event of an EMP strike, I mean, they're going to cripple our satellites. They got to blind us so we can't see incoming EMP and incoming nukes and incoming anything. They got to blind us first. And so they think that these sat phones are going to work in a situation like that. They think it's better for them. 50 U.S. senators, over half the Senate, has one of these sat phones. These things cost money to operate. Of course, the U.S. government doesn't care because it spends our money like drunken sailors in a whorehouse. So, you know, what does it matter, right? Well, it does matter because somebody obviously out there, the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms and everybody else, maybe they think there's going to be another riot in Washington. Who knows? Speaking of riots in Washington, the sad state of affairs is that the head of Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, just got sentenced to 18 years. That is the worst sentence handed down by a federal judge in D.C., Amit Mehta. You know, and this is the funny thing. The shaman, you remember him, Jacob Chansley, who just got out after serving 29 months. He's out there saying, we need to unify the country. We need to become united. Really? And you got Trump out there disuniting the country, right? He's trying to polarize everybody against each other by saying basically stupid stuff. He is a useful tool for deep state. We all know it. And of course, as Trump, you know, Ron DeSantis, this is really interesting. Ron DeSantis announces his candidacy for president yesterday. And within that 24-hour period, raised $8.2 million within 24 hours. Wow. I mean, Trump raised $19 million after he got indicted and showed up in New York City for his hearing. But DeSantis raised $8.2 just in the first 24 hours of him making an announcement, which is at 6 p.m. Eastern time, with the platform that collapsed. People still said, we don't care. And Trump, of course, responded to, you know, DeSantis is announcing, well, there's only one Donald Trump. Yeah. And of course, there's two campaign ads that have been shared to Trump's Truth Social account. DeSantis is depicted as an ungrateful Trump imposter who should be thanking the former president, not running against him. You see, now this is where the tit for tat comes in politics, folks. The second ad implies DeSantis is a Washington established politician who's just trying to be like Donald Trump. A younger version. Here's the thing about Trump. Again, with all due respect, Mr. Former President, everybody in the administration currently supposedly serving, because many of you don't believe that Biden is your president. I get that. But you are looking at a situation where Trump is, again, patting himself on the back constantly and poking the bear. You know, he's saying that instead of being grateful, DeSantis is now attacking the very man who saved his career, meaning him, Trump. Isn't it time DeSantis remembers how he got to where he is? I thought it would be better for Ron DeSantis to just stay in Florida, but apparently there's some Republican elites out there that think DeSantis would do a better job, especially because he also said that he would remove FBI Director Chris Wray if you elect him president, because he's concerned about the misconduct and misuse of resources at the FBI. Well, see, the thing is, everything that was going on in D.C. You know, Christopher Wray began his tenure as FBI chief under President Trump. And Trump promised to do what? Drain the swamp. He didn't drain the swamp. Now, you have to actually look at what America's hopeful voters, all 80-some-odd plus million of them, are now thinking. First off, my mom always said, it's my late mother, of course, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. I said, well, Mom, I said, politics apparently doesn't apply to that rule. Because every time some politician opens his mouth, it's mudslinging and saying something nasty about somebody else. Challenging their voter record. Again, you know, my mother never brought up the idea, like some of you have, that everybody that runs for public office should take a civil service exam. They should actually take an exam that's entrenched in the Constitution and see how much of it they know. Because if they fail the test, they shouldn't be allowed to run. That simple. That would eliminate most of the ignoramuses that are in there right now that are basically got themselves elected because they ran on some sort of platform that polarized voters, if you think about it. So, you know, this tit for tat that is going on. Yeah, there's people just don't like the mudslinging. And you got to wonder if this is the best that Donald Trump has, besides patting himself on the back, if this is the best thing he's got to sling mud against an opponent, then what do we have? What choice do we have? You're either going to get somebody that's playing the dig me game and patting himself on the back all the time about how wonderful he is and all the things he's done, but he leaves out the fact that he didn't walk back Operation Warp Speed. He didn't walk back the fact that he admitted he got the booster. He didn't walk back the fact that he was using the regular stuff that the FDA and everybody else was banning, like hydroxychloroquine. Oh, you can't use that. It's dangerous. Ivermectin. Yeah. He didn't bother to tell anybody what he did to get rid of COVID, he and Melania, what they did. He didn't bother to walk it back. You see, they're not transparent. They just want to get up and brag about all the good things they've done, but they don't want to take credit for, or I should say blame for, the things they haven't done. And this is the way Biden is. Biden gets up there and does the same thing. Besides, you know, sniffing people's hair. Don't know what he gets out of that. But, you know, one of these days he's going to sniff somebody's hair, some young girl's hair, and she's got head lice. How do you think that's going to turn out? Yeah, I could just see the surgeon that's, you know, the doctor that's taking care of Trump says, well, he's got a case of head lice. We all know where he got that from, right? Sticking your nose in somebody's hair. It's sick and twisted. You know that? Of course, that's just my opinion. I'm not slinging mud. I'm just saying that it is a little perverted. Sniffing hair. You know, it's one thing to sniff your loved one's hair and say, you know, the old saying, gee, your hair smells terrific. Remember that? That's a commercial. And see, we all, you know, if you're in the entertainment business, as I've been for a number of years, you pay attention to all those little tidbits out there. And I can't ever sit down and have any kind of a conversation with any member of my family, my kids. They can't. I can never have a conversation without some sort of movie line coming up in the conversation. It's so funny. And many of you are like that, too, because, see, you want to put on the good side of life to your kids. You want to encourage them and make sure that they're happy. But the thing is that a lot of you, even though you're getting up in age, some of you have spunk. The U.S. Supreme Court, by the way, do you remember me talking about the case of grandmother Geraldine Tyler up in Hennepin County, Minnesota, whose condo? Here she is, 94 years old, and she couldn't pay her $15,000 tax bill. So Hennepin County seized the property and sold the condo for $40,000 and kept all the money. Well, Pacific Legal Foundation jumped in. They're a public interest law firm. And they alleged on her behalf violations of the Fifth Amendment's takings clause and the Eighth Amendment's excessive fines clause. The Supreme Court sided yesterday with Geraldine Tyler. And of course, what Chief Justice Roberts said in writing for the Supreme Court, a taxpayer who loses her $40,000 house to the state to fulfill a $15,000 tax debt has made a far greater contribution to the public fisc than she owed. The taxpayer must render under Caesar what is Caesar's, but no more. In the concurrence, joined by Jackson, Gorsuch said he agreed with the majority opinion on the takings issue, but also addressed the excessive fines argument, saying that economic penalties imposed to deter willful noncompliance with the law are fines by any other name, according to Neil Gorsuch, and the Constitution has something to say about them. They can't be excessive. But here's the thing. See, he wrote about willful noncompliance with the law. Well, see, the thing is that how do we know why Geraldine Tyler couldn't pay the $15,000 tax debt? Maybe she's living hand to mouth. Why is she living in a $40,000 condo? Because she's 94 years old, for crying out loud. She couldn't pay the taxes because she's living hand to mouth. You see, these people don't think about that. The states just want to tax the living bejesus out of people. And this is why you see people leaving all the blue states. Because, see, they will keep doing this until people cry uncle. And they're either going to fight back like Geraldine Tyler did, who's 94 years old and went all the way to the Supreme Court for this. They're either going to fight back or they're going to run. This is what they're going to do. Amazing how that works. In world news, State Duma Chairman Vyacheslav Volodin accused Washington of defrauding other nations, branding the U.S. federal government debt a global pyramid scheme that's heading for an inevitable collapse. And of course, the comments come as the D.C. struggles to agree on raising its debt ceiling to avoid a default. Now, just imagine this. This is a Russian politician saying, just think about it. In 2023, interest payments on the U.S. debt could reach $1.5 trillion, almost a third of all U.S. budget revenue. Now, this guy, Volodin, serves as chairman of Russia's lower house of parliament. And he says the U.S. public debt is a global financial pyramid built by Washington to defraud other nations. History has shown that all pyramid schemes eventually fail. This is people in Russia talking about our U.S. debt. They're looking at the outside. They're at the outside looking in going, boy, you guys are screwed. And you remember that time when Khrushchev got up and banged his shoe on the podium and said, you know, you guys, we're not going to have to invade America. You're going to turn communism all by your lonesome. And now here we have Russia looking at us going, you're one to talk, pointing a finger at the U.S. government. I think that Russians clearly understand that this country is polarized. And, you know, maybe a lot of them love that idea, because if it is, it means it's easier. Divided we fall. Remember that? Maybe it's easier that way. If we're not unified, that we'd be easier to take over. This is why they're loving it. We also pray in earnest for those of you up in Canada. We have published an interactive map that you can click on the news links that we put out if you subscribe to the newsletter. And it's got a map on there of all the fires that are now erupting in Canada and where the hot zones are. And there's a lot of the country that is being engulfed in flames right now up in Canada. So we just pray for those people in earnest, that you remain safe and your property remains safe. I know that's what little you have left. A lot of people just, that's all they have. Because what the government hasn't raped them of, this is what's left over as far as any representation of their wealth at all. So, you know, Father, we just pray for them and pray for their deliverance in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you for that. Amen. Meanwhile, those of you who thought that it might be great to move to Ireland, or live there. You know, nice place to visit, but you wouldn't want to live there. Well, Ireland is on the verge of criminalizing speech and thought crimes, believe it or not. They're on the verge of passing the most aggressive hate crime law in the EU, European Union, for those of you who don't know what EIEIEIO stands for, right? This includes the first legal protections in the EU for transgender individuals. So you say anything bad or post anything online, slamming the trannies, they're coming after you. This is the Incitement to Violence or Hatred and Hate Offenses Act. And, of course, the bill made its way through Parliament in Ireland, winning approval last month in the Dáil Éireann, Ireland's lower chamber. Are you ready for this? By a vote of 110 to 14. But Irish citizens in a 2019 consultation phase overwhelmingly expressed a worry that the proposal was an unnecessary expansion of the country's existing hate crimes law. 73% of respondents took issue with the bill's potential for encroachment on free speech and questioned what qualifies as hate speech, particularly asking who crafts that definition. Less than 25% of those polled approved of the legislation, which means that there are some Irish citizens out there that think it's a great idea to use excessive hate crime laws to punish people who say things they don't like. Just remember, when the freedom of speech goes away, that's when the killing starts. In the red-green agenda, the French government has told they're going to implement the wealth tax. And they're doing it to fight the climate change. They've been instructed to implement a wealth tax on the country's top 10% in order to help solve climate change. So those of you living in France, I'm sure you're now looking at getting out of there, right? This is a once-off wealth tax. They want to shave 10% off of everything you have to support the country's green agenda. Isn't that wonderful? When are they going to start doing that here? There's a report out about Chinese fentanyl suppliers collecting $38 million in cryptocurrency payments. This is according to a blockchain analytics firm called Chainalysis, put out a report this week suspecting producers of the lethal drug fentanyl, largely located in China, have collected $38 million in crypto since 2018. Wow. But it is big business, isn't it? South Korea, by the way, we're all worried about, you know, the population bomb, how it's going to affect the climate. We have all these people out there polluting the atmosphere with their CO2. See, this is why I think some of these sick and twisted people out there in the World Economic Forum and various other elitist agencies out there and entities want to eliminate everybody because they think that's going to work. South Korea's birth rate is collapsing so badly, pediatricians are being put out of business. Wow. It's 28 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. We're going to the break. We'll be back after these important announcements with all the rest of the United States news. Maybe a phone call or two here on Feel Good Friday. Is that what they call that? Feel good? I don't know. I'm wearing my shredded flag for a reason. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour Central Time, 7:32 our time, and it's Friday. It's Friday. Gotta love it, right? By the way, we told you about Stuart Rhodes getting 18 years. Government prosecutors wanted him to get 25. He would have literally died in prison. Because when you serve a federal term, you literally stay in there the whole time. There are two Army veterans, Jessica Watkins and Kenneth Harrelson, that are to be sentenced soon. And they are also part of Oath Keepers. They are Army vets. And see, the thing is about, I don't know what it is about people in the military. I mean, they're trying to destroy patriotism, I swear, and they're doing it out of D.C. They not only did they want to screw with our military, as we were talking about on yesterday's show, now they want to take people who are dedicated, patriotic, former service members. And because, you know, it's like, whoa, wait a minute, these guys are off their rocker. We have to take their guns away. You see how they think that our own government looks down on its own. They treat them like chattel. This is the thing. I don't understand why people even want to go in the military. And if I had my druthers, you know, if they started this draft up again, for some strange reason, I don't think they're going to do it. I really think they want the military to suffer because see then, remember, divided we fall? I just said that. If they get the military to suffer, then there won't be any military when a foreign country decides to come in and invade us. And without any kind of a military, we're screwed, right? They violated the Constitution. The Constitution said provide for the general welfare. And that means they have to have secure borders. They violated that. I mean, and not only that, but Biden's Department of Homeland Security has released more than 2,300 illegal alien convicted criminals into the U.S. from detention, according to data reviewed by Breitbart News. This is ICE now. January through the second week of May this year, Biden's DHS released 2,310 illegal alien convicts into American communities, along with more than 2,850 illegal aliens with pending criminal charges. And they've let them all run loose. We're talking over 5,000 of them. Now, the question then becomes, when is one of these criminals going to show up on your door? When they show up at your door, what are you going to do? You could confront or run into one of these things jogging down a trail and end up like Chandra Levy. I mean, any number of things could go. You know, what is the 5,000 of them out there? I think that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. I think there's a whole lot more of them out there than we know. Some of them, you see, may have made headlines because now that they've let them out, basically they've emboldened them to go out and commit more crime, right? There is nothing sensical about anything going on in D.C. right now. I can't even get Josh Hawley's office to return my phone call about whether he accepted one of those satellite phones. I mean, something that simple, I can't even get an administrative assistant to call me? I think we need to blow up Josh Hawley's phones and shut down his phone bank. So those of you who want to get on the phone and do something productive today, get on the phone and find out and demand, did he take one of those cell phones and why? Secretly, were they told to take one? What are they worried about? What do they know we don't know? That's what you need to get to the bottom of. Because I think Kate was onto something when she emailed us yesterday and says, hey, you didn't cover that story. Now, I went into American Military News to get that story. So because of where the source was, we got it from, I have to start asking the same questions, Kate, that you were asking. What do they got up their sleeve? What do they know we don't know? Is something bad going to happen here? Why are they giving all these senators phones? Sat phones. Quick, run, hide, get into Mount Weather, get somewhere. Yeah. You know, why is this? Why is this happening? And here's something else of rather disconcerting interest. The Biden administration had procured $40 million for an anti-terrorism program. What they ended up using the $40 million grant program for the Department of Homeland Security for, according to the Media Research Center, which uncovered this, it was ostensibly earmarked for anti-terrorism purposes, but yet they used the money to target conservative organizations in the media, including Breitbart News. Turning Point USA, the Heritage Foundation, which we know is Tavistock, and accusing them, of course, of turning Americans into violent neo-Nazis. I mean, this is crazy. And finally, before we go to the phones, here's some news from the Lone Star State. The Texas House General Investigating Committee has voted unanimously yesterday, which we have a copy of the PDF. They voted yesterday in favor of 20 articles of impeachment against the state's attorney general, Ken Paxton. A vote on the floor of the Texas House to impeach Ken Paxton could occur by the weekend, would result, if approved by majority vote, in his suspension as attorney general pending a trial in the Texas Senate. And of course, if that trial results in the same, I mean, this committee, the House General Committee investigating, you know, they spent months looking into allegations against Paxton, according to Fox 26 of Houston. Wow. The articles include allegations that include the misapplication of public resources, bribery, and obstruction of justice. Members of the committee, and they voted unanimously here. Chairman Andrew Murr, Republican, Kerrville. Representative Ann Johnson, Democrat, Houston. Representative Charlie Guerin, Republican, Fort Worth. Representative Oscar Longoria, Democrat, Mission. And Representative David Spiller, Republican, Jacksboro. Now here, this is, you know, two Democrats, three Republicans, all on this committee, the House General Investigating Committee, all voting unanimously. So they must have all said, man, we can't let this go on. They're going after Paxton. They want him out of office. You see, and the thing is Paxton, there's a certain amount of things Paxton has done that a lot of people like, but there's a whole bunch of things that Paxton has done that a lot of people don't like. So if what they say is true, and this is one of the reasons why I downloaded the PDF of the allegations from the committee, so that perhaps you can read them and go study them to see whether you agree or disagree, they want to shake up the status quo. Don't know why, but they just do. Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. Did I hear you talk a little yesterday about replacement immigration?
I did mention that because they want to give visas to some of these foreign workers so they can replace white collar workers. You know, our jobs.
There was an article about that. It's almost been 2 months ago, about all the visas they can get from India. At the same time, the Indian government was making deals for all their military equipment to come out of Russia. Ain't that something? You know,
yeah.
They won't even buy our military equipment. But the extent of all those H-1, N-1 visas, it has so many different ones that they can... they can bring in all their families, and there's not just H1N1, there's H1N1D, you know, all these letters and so forth. And I think that's just damn nasty.
Well, then, they're going to take away our jobs. I did talk about, Kevin, what I did mention was here you go to school and you spend all this money, yeah, tens of thousands of dollars getting an education. You get out and you try to go find a job and it's been taken over by one of these foreign visa workers.
Yeah, and they're not being paid anything comparatively. That article estimated over 200,000 of our graduate jobs.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It is.
And then secondly, did you talk about the sequestration of carbon dioxide in this country?
They're doing it.
Climate change? Yeah.
Yep.
There's a fight on right now. They want to... do this up in Illinois, Iowa, and they want to build a 3,000-mile pipeline, some of it extending out to California, to sequester carbon dioxide, which is a nutritious thing for the planet. But
yep,
this all boils down to their carbon credit trading and stocks and all that. And that is just criminal. It's way above. It's even going to be worse than COVID, in my opinion. I think it'll end up causing more deaths than COVID in the long run.
That perhaps is the idea.
Oh, yeah. That's probably part of the idea. But they're making tons of money off this carbon credit stuff. Dave, what are we going to do?
ESG. Yeah, you got to fight it. That's why I'm not in the markets anymore. I'm not in the markets. You have to start. To me, it's all about, Kevin, and you know this, it's about investing in yourself. We cannot have a defeatist attitude. We have to fight back, and we do that by saying, no, we're not going to support this. And you show up at meetings, and you tell the powers that be in your county, because that's where you have the most control, is no, I'm not going to tolerate it. When you get your tax bill, you immediately protest it. Whether you think it's fair or not, you immediately protest it. You know, if your state, does Ohio have charter school credits and stuff like that where you can apply the tax dollars assessed to your house by the school district to a charter school or some other place?
Oh, I don't know. It's been so long. My children are 50 years old, you know.
Okay. But do they have kids?
Yeah.
Your grandfather. Yeah. See, this is what I mean. You know, you're concerned, and I love it. You're concerned about what's going to happen to your children's children. And this is where we really need to look at this. Otherwise, whatever the founding fathers said about your children will be waking up as slaves on the land their forefathers conquered, housed by the school district to a charter school or some other place?
Oh, I don't know. It's been so long. My children are 50 years old. You know?
Okay. But do they have kids?
Yeah.
Your grandfather. Yeah. See, this is what I mean. You know, you're concerned, and I love it. You're concerned about what's going to happen to your children's children. And this is where we really need to look at this. Otherwise, whatever the founding fathers said about your children will be waking up as slaves on the land their forefathers conquered is actually going to come into fruition. So.
Yeah, and lastly, I heard a guy suggest that all these should be given to. It should be given to them on one condition, completely unchanging. That once they accept the money, they leave the country, never to return for any reason whatsoever.
Interesting.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
That's a very good idea.
Take the money and go back to where you came from. Wow. And see, they would go, well, but I was born here. Ah, if you were born here. See, in order to get reparations, don't you have to prove that for some reason you were tied to the chain of slavery? How does that work?
Yeah.
See, that's part of the problem. They just want to give handouts to everybody. These people are stupid. I don't get it. We have to live for stupid for 2 more years until, you know, or almost 2 years until we have our elections again. And then we really have to be cognizant, I think, more of, and we'll be talking to Jay Valentine at the top of the hour about voter confidence. We're really going to have to pay very close attention to the upcoming elections. I think it's important. We appreciate your call this morning, Kevin. Thanks so much for being a great Power Hour supporter. Oh, Chad in North Carolina, I haven't talked to you in a while. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Been busy with the work schedule, but today we had a day off and I got to finally listen to the Power Hour, one of the greatest little places on radio that I know of. I just wanted to mention, you're probably familiar with Mike Adams. He had talked a lot, I think about a year ago, probably longer than that. I'm not a big follower of his, but I'm aware of some of the things he discusses about the trying to route the carbon dioxide or whatever through the ground, and basically just it's like an anti-human agenda. It's like War of the Worlds. If you know, I used to watch a lot of movies, and if you've seen the Tom Cruise version where the alien ships are like replanting the earth with whatever it is, these things they're planting in the ground, well, it's kind of like that, except they're just trying to get us out of the way.
Yeah,
and everything they're doing.
Unless they have some other agenda.
For that aim.
They have some other agenda, and that's why they want to store CO2. Perhaps they know something we don't know, and that's why they're storing it. I mean, there's a lot of crazy things that our government is doing behind the scenes that people are not really aware of. It's like, why are they giving all of these senators sat phones? There's got to be some sort of security issue that we, the people, are not being told about that these senators apparently are privy to because they're part of the Washington elite. So I think it is kind of criminal. I appreciate your chiming in this morning about that. Let's see. We go to Keith in Oklahoma. How are you, sir?
Great, Dave. I forgive me if you've already touched on the subject. I was just able to tune in a few minutes ago, but did you see that in Michigan that they've instituted the, I think they said it was the 21st state to institute the red flag laws? You know, that's, of course, it's troubling, but I think that it goes a little further, I think, you know, than just guns. You know, just if somebody can say, hey, I'm flagging you because I think you're mentally unstable, then where does that, you know, that opens up a big Pandora's box to, not even mentally stable to be in, you're not even mentally stable to be in society, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's why. Yeah, well, where does it end? There's two things on that, two schools of thought on that. One, I wonder, and this is something that I was having a conversation with a veteran yesterday, and he came over to the house. We were having a conversation, and I said, now, you served in Iraq. You served in the Gulf War. You know about these red flag laws. He goes, yeah. I said, well, I've got another thing. We've been tossing that around here at home. I wonder if when somebody sits there and rats somebody out trying to get their weapons taken away from them just out of spite, doesn't matter who they are, but they, you know, call up and they go, hey, this guy is mentally ill and he could kill himself or somebody else. And so that, you know, they, it's, this is the worst version of swatting that I can think of. And next thing you know, they're coming to your right. door and taking your guns. I'm just wondering if they find out afterwards that you weren't the nut that the person reported you to that said you were, whether or not they're going to prosecute that person for filing a false police report. Because that is the next thing that I see happening. Yeah, of course not. See, that's the bunk about this.
Yeah, and also, you know, and you know, we've talked about this before also, but you know, that's one of, you know, ex-President Trump's, you know, things. You know, he supported that red flag laws. You know, let's take the guns and ask questions later. You know, and so
yeah, keep that in mind. I know. Well, you know, see, as long as we're on the subject of the Second Amendment, there is a new website out there which we're putting a link to, and I understand this is commercial, but guns.com. will actually buy all your old guns. You inherited your grandfather's treasured shotgun, and next thing you know, your local government is issuing, oh, we have a buyback program. And here's the thing. You know what the government is going to do with these guns is they're going to destroy them rather than sell them to guns.com. Guns.com will actually buy those antique relics and guns you don't want anymore. They will buy them from you. You won't be selling them to the government, which will destroy them. So this, these buybacks that the government is doing right now, go to guns.com. I just thought it was a unique article that was put out, and I wanted to put it on there. Yes, I understand that it's a money-making enterprise, but the thing is that there's a way to sell your guns to somebody other than law enforcement who is going to destroy them. The other thing that's bugging me too, Keith, is this thing with Covenant School and the church. They're now being allowed to intervene in the public records lawsuits that are seeking the writings of Audrey Hale. And, you know, I'm just wondering, why aren't we all entitled to know? And you want to talk about red flag laws applying to people that have mental problems. You know, I'm just wondering why the parents, I mean, the parents, obviously, she's, you know, older than the age of majority, and she's still living at home, right? I gotta wonder. If they're still living at home, it's because they can't afford to go out and make a living on their own. More and more kids are ending up living with mommy and daddy now because the economy sucks. And this is what's so bad about the whole scenario. Shouldn't they be held liable now if the kid's still living there?
Well, no, of course not. I mean,
yeah. You know, I had to ask.
No, yeah.
You know, the kid's capable of finding the weapons.
Yeah. Yeah, but Dave, maybe that answer makes me mentally unstable.
No, we can't have that, Keith. You're not mentally unstable. God gave me sound mind.
No, I'm just saying in the eyes of, you know, going back to the whole red flag laws, who determines what is mentally stable, you see? You know, my answer could be considered mentally unstable. I need to be put away.
Uh-oh. No, we can't have that.
Thanks,
Dave. We need listeners on the show, Keith. You stay with us. Appreciate it. Tom in Ohio, you're on. Go.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Yeah, you were talking about Trump. I seem to remember that in 16 when he was running, that he had over 3,000 lawsuits against him. And they were mostly from vendors that he hadn't paid. You know, so that's a real good businessman there. You know, you can trust that guy.
Wow. Yeah, talk about getting the shaft, you know, right?
Yeah. And he's going to drain the swamp. Remember when he let pardoned or commuted whatever Ron Blagojevich let him out of prison early?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure there were a lot of other people that could have been pardoned that really deserved it.
Yeah, I get it. It's all politics, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah. Well, hey, since it's Feel Good Friday, a guy just told his wife he was going to write her a love poem. She said, "You can't do that. You're not a poet." He said, "Well, yeah, I can. I can rhyme anything." She said, okay, what rhymes with orange? He said, no, it don't.
Okay. All right. What rhymes with orange? No, it don't. Okay. Gotta love that. Yeah. That's like the kid who was told by his teacher to use the word income in a sentence, and the kid said, I opened the door and in come a cat. All right. Appreciate that, Tom. Thank you so much for that. Back to economy while we have a minute left. Zombie foreclosures keep increasing, but a tiny presence. They remain a tiny presence around the U.S. We're talking about 1 in 79 homes across the nation. In 2023, vacant property and zombie foreclosure report, according to Adam Data, 1 in 79 homes right now are vacant. Vacancy data is available. What are they going to do with all these homes? You think if they're Fannie or Freddie homes, all of a sudden they're going to be occupied by foreign people? We don't know. 8,752 right now, pre-foreclosure properties, they sit vacant. Zombie foreclosures, pre-foreclosure properties abandoned by owners. You see, that's the thing. I got to ask that question again as we come up to the break here. Why are people leaving their homes until, why don't they wait till the sheriff throws them to the curb? Have plan B in the way, stay in your house. Please don't run off. Walt Disney Company, by the way, laying off an additional 2,500 U.S. workers around the globe. Well, see, go woke and go broke. It's the way it is. Be back with Jay Valentine after the top of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Thank you so much for your calls and staying with us. We'll be right back.
To help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.